All right, my friends, welcome back to Clarity First, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy, beautiful world we call life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Like you're just going through the motions, never truly letting yourself be vulnerable and grow? You know that feeling when you keep pushing down your emotions, telling yourself I'll deal with it later, but then later never seems to come? Well, guess what? It's time to ditch the hamster wheel and build a safe space for yourself, a sanctuary where you can be authentically you without judgment or pressure. That's exactly what we're diving into today. Creating a safe haven for growth and healing isn't just about bubble baths and meditation, though those are great. It's about cultivating a mindset and environment that truly nourishes your soul. Here's the thing. True growth, real healing, can only happen when you feel safe to let down your guard. When you allow yourself to be seen, even in your imperfections. Think of it like this. You wouldn't build a house on shaky ground, right? You need a solid foundation for anything lasting and meaningful. That's what creating that safe space is all about, laying the groundwork for personal transformation. So, how do we actually do it? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Practice radical self-acceptance. This one might sound like a cliche, but trust me, it's the cornerstone of everything else. We spend so much time criticizing ourselves, comparing ourselves to others, chasing this elusive ideal that doesn't even exist. But here's the truth. You are perfect just as you are. Flaws and all. Embrace your quirks, celebrate your strengths, and let go of the need for constant improvement. Seriously, give yourself a break. 2. Set boundaries. This is about protecting your energy and emotional well-being. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Learn to say no to things that drain you, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who support your growth, and who make you feel seen and valued. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by a tribe of awesome individuals who celebrate you for who you are. 3. Cultivate mindfulness. Being present in the moment is key. When we're constantly ruminating on the past or worrying about the future, we miss out on the beauty and richness of the now. Practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply taking a few moments each day to appreciate the little things. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter, the taste of your favorite meal. These small moments add up to a more fulfilling life. 4. Embrace vulnerability. This is where the real magic happens. Being vulnerable means allowing yourself to be seen, heard, and understood even when it feels scary. Share your thoughts and feelings with trusted friends or family members, write in a journal, or explore creative outlets that allow you to express yourself authentically. Remember, vulnerability doesn't make you weak, it makes you human. 5. Be patient and kind to yourself. Growth is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, setbacks, and breakthroughs. Celebrate your progress, learn from your mistakes, and most importantly, treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion that you would offer a dear friend. You're doing amazing work, even if it doesn't always feel like it. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed at work, deadlines looming, emails flooding your inbox. Your mind is racing, thoughts spiraling out of control. But instead of getting sucked into the chaos, you take a few deep breaths, close your eyes for a moment, and remind yourself to be present. You acknowledge the stress, but you don't let it consume you. You focus on the task at hand, breaking it down into smaller, manageable steps. And when you feel the pressure mounting again, you step away for a few minutes, go for a walk, listen to some music, or simply take a moment to connect with yourself. This, my friends, is creating that safe space. Remember, building a sanctuary for growth and healing is an ongoing process. It requires conscious effort, self-awareness, and a commitment to prioritizing your well-being. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel more grounded, more resilient, and more empowered to live a life that truly reflects your values and aspirations. So, what's one small step you can take today to cultivate a safer space for yourself? Maybe it's setting a boundary with someone who drains your energy, or taking a few minutes each day for mindful breathing exercises. Whatever it is, take action. You deserve to feel safe, supported, and empowered to grow into the best version of yourself. Keep those Stoic principles alive, my friends. And until next time, remember, Clarity First, always.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.